Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Why do unsaved heretics love this oneness doctrine, this Trinity-denying modalist doctrine? Why do reprobates love this doctrine? Why do they go to it like moths to a flame? What is so attractive about it? Why would anyone want to believe this? Because you'd have to really want to believe this because it's so contrary to Scripture. You have to just neglect and refuse to acknowledge so many hundreds of clear scriptures. Why do they want to believe? Well, here's some thoughts on that. Because let me just give you one verse to start at. John 17:24 says, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world." So right there in John 17:24, Jesus says to God the Father, "You loved me before the foundation of the world." Now, according to these oneness heretics, Tyler Baker, Garrett Kirschway, they don't even believe that there was a Son of God in the Old Testament. They don't believe that the Son of God existed until the New Testament. So they just believe that in the Old Testament, there was just God's literal words. But that the Son of God, there was no Son in the Old Testament. You know, when you show them Daniel 3:25, the form of the fourth man in the fire is like the Son of God, they say Nebuchadnezzar was wrong there. Okay. So, the Bible, though, says that the Father loved the Son before the foundation of the world. Why don't they grasp that? I'll tell you why. Because they are lovers of their own selves. See, people make God in their own image. Have you ever seen where you go into a black person's home and they have a black Jesus in a painting? Or you go into an Asian person's home and they have an Asian Jesus? And then, of course, the Europeans are guilty of this with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. And people make an image, they make a God that is in their likeness. They have it backwards. You know, God created man in his own image, but often man gets it backwards. They create God in their own image. So because these reprobates are lovers of their own selves, well, the modalist Jesus is a lover of his own self. You know, so modalist Jesus is perfect for these people because just like they love themselves, he loves himself too. Now, the Jesus of the Bible has a love relationship with the Father. The Son loves the Father loves the Son, and so forth. Even before the world began, that love existed between the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. If there's only one person there, then he's a lover of his own self. In fact, if you look up the word self in the dictionary, the first definition that comes up is a person. Self on dictionary.com, I looked it up, definition number one, a person. And then Jesus said, "I can of mine own self do nothing." And he gave all the glory to the Father. But you see, these type of reprobates and false teachers, they're self-glorifying. So they worship a Jesus who does what? Glorifies self. Bears witness of himself. He loves himself. It's not the Father loving the Son. It's just God loving himself. That's the God that they believe in. It's a perfect God for them. And they also don't understand the love of a parent for a child. You know, when we look at the scriptures teaching that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world and how that was such a great sacrifice, because obviously we love our children more than we love ourselves. I mean, if one of us has to go die for someone else, you know, we would be much more ready to volunteer ourselves than to send our son. Sending our son would be harder. Why? Because we love our children. Now, the modalist scoffs at that and makes fun of that and says, like, "Oh yeah, you know, the Father's up in heaven. Like, okay, one of us has to go down there and die for the world. All right, you go, son. Yeah, you go ahead and go, son." You know, see, a person who actually loved their child would realize that it was actually harder to send your son than to go yourself. Okay, we'd prefer to go ourselves and suffer and die than to send our children to suffer and die because we love our children. Now, the true story is that God the Father couldn't die on the cross for us because God the Father is not a man. That's why the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. But Jesus is called what? Man. And he's called the Son of Man. So when it says God is not a man, God's not the Son of Man, who are we talking about? God the Father. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. In fact, that's his most common appellation in the New Testament. He's called over and over again, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. Okay. So God the Father can't die on the cross for us because he's not a man. It's Jesus who is man. Okay. The Holy Spirit can't be crucified for us. It's Jesus who was the only person who could be that sacrifice. The Father had to send the Son to be the Savior of the world. That was the way it had to be. So that's what happened. And oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. I mean, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he sent his Son into the world that through him the world might be saved. The modalists don't understand that. Why? Because they don't have love. Because love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So these reprobates, they have self-love. And that's why their fake modalist Jesus is a lover of his own self, which the Bible condemns in the last days. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Well, the Jesus that these people are following is a lover of his own self. The Jesus that I believe in, which is another Jesus, is the Jesus that the Father loved before the foundation of the world. You know, these modalists, they even say that we have another Jesus. Well, they're right. We do have a different Jesus than modalists. Those who believe in the Trinity have a different Jesus. We have the biblical Jesus. We have the Jesus of the Bible. And they have an antichrist, a substitute for Jesus. Now, here's another reason why modalism is so popular. Not only because these people are lovers of their own selves, self-glorifying, very prideful, arrogant people. People who are ego-driven. But not only that, they're people who have a problem with authority. And that makes sense because think about what the Trinity teaches. The Trinity teaches that the Son submits to the Father. He's in subjection to the Father. But when you preach about that and say that, you know, the Son is in obedience to the Father, he's subject unto the Father, he delivers up the kingdom of the Father, you know, their response is, you have a weak Jesus. You who believe in the Trinity, that's a weak Jesus. Because they equate obedience with weakness. Why? Because they have a problem with authority. They don't want to be in subjection to any authority. They are puffed up, proud, arrogant, lovers of their own selves. So it makes sense that the Jesus that they believe in, well, he can't be one who follows authority and listens to his Father in heaven and does always those things which please him. That's not the Jesus for them. Well, you know what? That's the Jesus for me. And the Trinitarian Jesus is the only Jesus that there is. Okay? And I don't see how anybody who is saved can read John chapter 17 and walk away believing in this oneness junk. I mean, John 17 just nails it. You know, the Father and the Son shared glory before the world even began. And the Father loved the Son before the world even began. And that should be pretty easy to understand if you're saved. But if you're a reprobate, unsaved lover of your own self, you don't understand that kind of love. And so, you know, you're going to make a Jesus in your own image. And that's what these reprobate heretics have done. And that's why this doctrine is popular amongst unsaved heretics. And all the unsaved heretics seem to be coming out of the woodwork now and just embracing this doctrine. Just turning on a dime. Just reject the Trinity. Jump on this. Why? Because it's a reflection of who they are.